movement. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah on Sunday said that his Shiite movement is, quote, open to a French proposal for a new political pact for Lebanon as long as there is national consensus. Nasrallah said in a speech that his movement is open to constructive discussions on French President Emmanuel Macron's proposed new political pact as long as the talks are carried out with the will and contributions of the various Lebanese factions. Meanwhile, the United Nations says that more than half population risks facing a food crisis in the aftermath of the Beirut port blast on August 4th. The UN Economic and Social Commission for Sunday that by year's end, more than half the population will fail to access basic food needs, and that is
okay, guys, I'm going to finish my newscast. I got kicked off Teams. I'm going to finish here. It's coming up at the 2-minute mark in 15 seconds. This is VOA News. Voters in Montenegro hit the polls Sunday, an election testing the three-decade domination of a pro-West ruling party, which has faced a year of protests and high tension with supporters of the influential Orthodox Church. A reformist to some and an autocrat to others, 58-year-old President Milo Djukanovic has led the Adriatic nation for half of his life, taking it from the end of communism in the 1990s to independence from Serbia in 2006, and more recently into NATO to the dismay of Russia. His Democratic Party of Socialists, or DPS, has never lost an election, but its majority in parliament is very thin, and this year the party faces a challenge from an emboldened right-wing and pro-Serb opposition who wants closer links with Belgrade and Moscow. The country is a front-runner in the region on its path to join the EU, but issues like graft, media freedoms, and organized crime remain major concerns in Brussels. Turkey marks the 98th anniversary of the decisive War of Independence battle against Greek forces Sunday as the threat of a new conflict with Athens looms in the eastern Mediterranean. Turkish President Erdogan said in a message to commemorate Victory Day that Turkey's struggle for independence and future continues today as well. In recent weeks, Turkish and Greek forces have engaged in a series of cat-and-mouse military exercises in the seas between Cyprus and the Greek island of Crete. The confrontation was sparked when Turkey sent a research vessel accompanied by warships to search for gas and oil reserves. EU member Greece claims the waters are part of its continental shelf and has enlisted the support of the 27-nation bloc, which has condemned Turkey's illegal activities and warned of potential sanctions against Ankara. Turkey said Greece and others are denying its rights to explore for energy resources in the Mediterranean. Greece and Cyprus have recently been joined by France, Italy, and the United Arab Emirates in carrying out naval and aerial war games in the region. And on Saturday, Turkey began its own maneuvers until September 11th off its south coast. Turkey's defense ministry also released cockpit footage of what it says were Turkish jets and mock dogfights with Greek F-16s between Crete and Cyprus. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. For VOA News, via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.
This is Encounter on VOA.